Hello, I'm Ray Stein, and you're listening to Thinking Out Loud, which is a podcast about anything, really. But most of the time, I cover paranormal stories, mysterious unsolved cases, such as missing persons cases, or, for example, what I'm going to be talking about in this episode, the death of Elisa Lam. So, we will get to that. But I also talk about major upcoming... How do I say it? I also talk about news articles that I feel, that I see on the internet, that I feel that I need to talk about on this podcast and spread the word about. So without further ado, let's move on to the music. Let's move on to this article about the full story of the Elisa Lam. Elisa Lam death at the Cecil Hotel. And the article is on allthatsinteresting.com. The Unsolved Mystery Behind the Disturbing Death of Elisa Lam by Natasha Ishak, published April 5th, 2019, updated October 15th, 2019. So it's a fairly recent article. Elisa Lam was found dead in a water tank at the notorious Cecil Hotel in Los Angeles in 2013. So, it being 2020 now, and this case is still quite unsolved, to this day, nobody knows how she died or how her body got in the water tank. That is the whole mystery. In 22 years plus of doing this job as a news reporter, this is one of those cases that kinda sticks with me, because we know the who, what, when, where, but the why is always the question, said NBC LA reporter Lolita Lopez in reference to the mysterious death of Elisa Lam. To this day, nobody knows how exactly Elisa Lam died. We know that the 21-year-old Canadian college student was last seen in the Cecil Hotel in Los Angeles on January 31st, 2013. And the most recent footage of her is a creepy video of her acting strangely in one of the elevators. I don't know if the Cecil Hotel has multiple elevators, but it shows her acting really strangely in the hotel, possibly playing the elevator game, because she presses like multiple buttons. I don't know why someone would just, I mean, unless they were little kid. I don't know why someone would just, but this is a college student, so why someone that is a college student would be pressing the buttons. And I wish you guys could see it, because I'm mimicking the motion of pressing the buttons. I don't know why someone would press the buttons like she did in that video. But the infamously chilling hotel surveillance video, which is the video I was just talking about, that captured the bizarre final moments before her disappearance, let alone the other details that have emerged since, have only elicited more questions than answers. Ever since her body was discovered in the hotel's water tank on February 19th, her tragic demise has remained shrouded in mystery. Because again, I remember seeing a video of where that, the roof where that water tank is located, and it doesn't seem like anybody could possibly get to the water tank she was in. Although the coroner's office ruled her death as an accidental drowning, which still raises the question how she got to the place where she supposedly drowned in the first place, the strange details of Lam's case have fueled rampant speculation about what may have really happened. Internet sleuths have come up with a myriad of theories about the tragedy, involving everything from murder conspiracies to evil spirits. But when it comes to the disturbing death of Elisa Lam, where does the truth lie? The vanishing of Elisa Lam. Elisa Lam, it shows a photo. And under the photo is Elisa Lam during her days as a student at the University of British Columbia. On January 26, 2013, Elisa Lam arrived in LA. She had just come by Amtrak train from San Diego and was headed to Santa Cruz as part of her solo trip around the West Coast. This should just go as a warning, don't take trips by yourself. Go with a buddy. Or else, this might happen to you. You will become the next Elisa Lam case. Probably. Possibly. The trip was supposed to be a getaway from her studies at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. Doesn't everyone need a break from their studies at school? I'm only saying this as a high school student. Where she was originally from, British Columbia in Vancouver, yeah. Her family had been wary of her traveling by herself, as families should be, but the young student was determined to go at it alone. That was not a smart idea. That was not a smart idea. I'm holding a ruler in my hand, trying to make my point. As a compromise, Lam made sure to check in with her parents every day of the trip to let them know that she was safe. Of course, something then happened, and now we're reviewing, sorry, and now we're reviewing this case here today on this episode. So yeah. That's why it struck her parents as unusual when they didn't hear from their daughter on January 31st, the day she was scheduled to check out of her LA hotel, the Cecil. The Lambs eventually contacted the Los Angeles Police Department. The police searched the premises of the Cecil, but couldn't find her. So that is a normal part. Family doesn't hear from her, family then gets worried, family then contacts the police in the area where their daughter is, supposedly. So, that is probably one of the only normal parts of the story. And of course, they can't find her, so they probably deem her missing until they find the body. It shows a photo of the Cecil Hotel, and under that it says, Elisa Lam went missing when she was staying at the Cecil Hotel in Los Angeles. We know that. Police soon released surveillance footage taken from the cameras at the Cecil Hotel on their website. This is where things took a turn into the truly bizarre. And I assume this is the ever so famous video of Elisa acting very strangely in the elevator. The hotel video showed Elisa Lam in one of its elevators on the date of her disappearance, acting rather strangely. In the pixelated footage, because this is 2013 and camera quality was not as good as it is now, granted, it's also surveillance footage. Lam can be seen stepping into the elevator and pushing all the floor buttons, which is something only a little kid would do for fun, which is understandable if it was a little kid, but this is a college student. And granted, the elevator game being a real thing, that could be a possible theory, hello. She steps in and out of the elevator, poking her head out sideways toward the hotel's hallways in between. She peers out of the elevator another few times before stepping out of the elevator entirely. Then it shows the video, and we're not gonna really watch that again because we've already seen the video on this on one of my episodes of this podcast. The last minutes of the video show Lam standing by the left side of the door, moving her hands in random gestures, and I'm mimicking the gestures. I'm gonna put this ruler down because I'm making a lot of noise with it. But she's moving her hands as if she's like either trying to feel something out or she's talking to someone. You know how people sometimes talk with their hands to get their point across, which I tend to do more now as I get older. But yeah. Nobody else was captured on the video except Lam. So they're assuming, like, oh, maybe there's another person off camera, and the rest of us are just like, no, it's a ghost. She's talking to a ghost. There's nobody there. There's a ghost there. I wish you guys could see sometimes how like I record these episodes, 'cause it's comedy gold. At least for me, it would be. Moving on, because we are 12 minutes in, and it's only the first segment of. Yeah. Nobody else was captured on the video except Lam. Public reaction to the inexplicable video crossed all the way to Canada and China, where Lam's family is originally from. The 4-minute video. It's only 4 minutes long? Huh. The 4-minute video of Lam's strange elevator episode has amassed tens of millions of views because of how strangely she acts in the video. But yeah, the accidental discovery of the body. I guess I never thought it was an accident that they discovered the body, but like, if you think about it, it kind of is. They discovered the body completely by accident because their water started turning and probably smelling all kinds of nasty. And the caption under the photo, it shows of them a bunch of official looking guys, what looks to be one girl, and some firefighters on top of the water tank where they found her body. Under that, it says Rescuers try to remove Elisa Lam's body from the water tank on the rooftop of the Cecil Hotel. On February 19th, 2 weeks after the video was published by authorities, maintenance worker Santiago Lopez found Elisa Lam's dead body floating in one of the hotel water tanks. Lopez made the discovery after responding to complaints from hotel patrons about low water pressure and a weird taste coming from the tap water. And from the photo, because there's a hatch that they're looking at, it may just be from the bird's eye view photo that I see. But I don't think she really could have gotten into that specific water tank that she was in, because they're looking in the water tank, one of the water tanks that is closest to the wall of the Cecil, where really no one can access that certain water tank easily from what it looks like. And from what I see, there's no ladders up there either on the water tanks. So, according to a statement by the chief of Los Angeles' fire department, the tank in which Lamb's body was found had to be drained completely and then cut open from the inside to remove her 5'4" frame. So not only is how she got onto the roof a mystery, how she died a mystery, how would she have gotten into the water tank in the first place if they had to drain the water completely, first of all, and cut it open from the from the side just to remove her body? Nobody knows how Lamb's corpse floating lifelessly next to the same clothes she wore in the surveillance video ended up in the hotel's water tank, or who else might have been involved. Hotel staff told authorities that Lamb was always seen by herself around the hotel premises. But at least one person did see Lamb soon before her death, at a nearby shop eerily named The Last Bookstore. Owner Katie Orphan was among the last to see Elisa Lamb alive. Orphan remembered the college student buying books and music for her family back in Vancouver. It seemed like Lamb had plans to return home, plans to give things to her family members and reconnect with them, Orphan told CBS LA. When the autopsy results for Lamb's case came out, it only served to ignite more questions. The toxicology report confirmed that Lamb had consumed a number of medical drugs. Okay. Likely to be medication for her bipolar disorder, so they might have been prescripted to her. But there were no indications of alcohol or illegal substances in her body. Okay, so there's the fact that she's also bipolar. So that might have something to do with this case, but I mean, come on, the video. An incomplete autopsy fuels wide theories. And under the photo, it says, Bernard Diaz, 89, a resident at the Cecil Hotel for 32 years, speaks to the press after Elisa Lamb's body was found. Soon after the toxicology report came out, amateur sleuths began poring over any information they could find in hopes of solving the mystery behind the death of Elisa Lamb. For example, one summary of Lamb's toxicology report was posted online by a Reddit sleuth with an obvious interest in the medicine. The breakdown pointed out three key observations. One, Lamb took at least one antidepressant that day. Two, Lamb had taken her second antidepressant and mood stabilizer recently, but not that day. And three, Lam had not taken her antipsychotic recently. These conclusions suggested that Lam, who had been diagnosed with bipolar disorder and depression, may have not been taking her medications properly. It is an important finding to note, given that the use of antidepressants to treat bipolar disorder can risk in inducing manic side effects if done without caution. Some sleuths have understandably latched on to this detail and suggested it was a likely explanation behind Lam's strange behavior in the elevator. Still does not explain how she ended up in the dang water tank. Hotel manager Amy Price's statements in court strongly support this theory. During Lam's stay at the Cecil Hotel, Price said that Lam was originally booked in a hostel-style shared room with others. However, complaints of odd behavior from Lam's roommates forced Lam to be moved to a private room by herself. But even Elisa Lam had been suffering from mental health issues. But even if Elisa Lam had been suffering from mental health issues, how did she end up dead? Furthermore, how did she end up in the hotel's water tank? Exactly. The autopsy did not show any foul play from the evidence that was processed. But the coroner's office noted that they were unable to do a full examination because they could not examine the blood from Lam's decomposing body. Who's responsible for the death of Elisa Lam? And under the photo it says Elisa Lam with a friend during graduation. David and Yina Lam filed a wrongful death suit against the Cecil Hotel several months after their daughter's death was uncovered. The Lam's attorney stated that the hotel had a duty to inspect and seek out hazards in the hotel that presented an unreasonable risk of danger to Lam and other hotel guests. The hotel fought back against the suit, filing a motion to dismiss it. The hotel's lawyer argued that the hotel had no reason to think that someone would be able to get into one of their water tanks. Understandably, yes. But then you have the case of Elisa Lam, which is still unsolved to this day. Based on court statements from the hotel's maintenance staff, the hotel's argument is not entirely far-fetched. Santiago Lopez, who was the first to find Lam's body, described in detail how much effort he had to exert just to find her body. Lopez said that he took the elevator to the 15th floor of the hotel before walking up the staircase to the roof. Then he had to first turn off the rooftop alarm and climb up on the platform where the hotel's four water tanks were located. Finally, he had to climb another ladder to get to the top of the main tank. So there is a ladder, but she still would have, if she had gone up there herself, she would have set off the alarm. First of all, from what I can tell of the details of the story that I've heard before, there was no alarm set off. Finally, he had to climb up another ladder to get to the top of the main tank. Only after all that did he notice something unusual. I noticed the hatch to the main water tank was open and looked inside and saw an Asian woman lying face up in the water approximately 12 inches from the top of the tank. Lopez said, as reported by LAist. Lopez's testimony suggested that it would have been difficult for Lam to make it to the top of the water tank on her own. At least, not without anyone noticing. The hotel's chief engineer, Pedro Tovar, also made it clear that it would be difficult for anyone to access the rooftop, where the hotel water tanks were located, without triggering the alarms. Only hotel employees would be able to deactivate the alarm properly. If it was triggered, the sound of the alarm would reach the front desk as well as the entire top two floors of the hotel. Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Howard Halm ruled that the death of Elisa Lam was unforeseeable because it had happened in an area that guests were not allowed to access. So the lawsuit was dismissed. The chilling backstory of the Cecil Hotel. So, yeah, the Cecil Hotel is on top of this case, also suspected to be haunted. Not just because of this case, no, because of other things that have happened there before the Elisa Lam case. Under the picture that it has, it says Elisa Lam's body was found in a water tank on the rooftop of the Cecil Hotel 3 weeks after she went missing. Elisa Lam's mysterious demise was not the first to happen at the Cecil Hotel. In fact, the building's sordid past has earned it a reputation as one of the most supposedly haunted properties in Los Angeles. So again, I say, there has been things that have happened before this. Since opening its doors in 1927, the Cecil Hotel has been plagued by 16 different non-natural deaths and unexplained paranormal events. The most famous death associated with the hotel other than Lam's was the 1947 murder of actress Elizabeth Short, aka the Black Dahlia, who was reportedly seen drinking at the hotel bar in the days before her grisly demise. The hotel has also hosted some of the country's most notorious killers. In 1985, Richard Ramirez, also known as the Night Stalker, lived on the top floor of the hotel during his monstrous killing spree. The story goes that after a murder, Ramirez would dump his bloody clothes outside the hotel and return half naked. Back then, the hotel was in such disarray that Ramirez's nude stunt barely raised an eyebrow. 6 years later, another murderous patron moved into the hotel. Austrian serial killer Jack Unterweger, who earned the nickname Vienna Strangler. With such a macabre history, one would think that the Cecil Hotel would soon be condemned, but actually, the old building was recently granted landmark status by the Los Angeles City Council. The hotel was given the distinction because of the building's opening back in the 1920s, also known as the Roaring Twenties. which is considered the beginning of the lodging industry in the U.S. Meanwhile, the tragic death of Elisa Lam at the hotel has inspired pop culture adaptations like Ryan Murphy's American Horror Story Hotel. And from watching that season, I also see a bit of aspects from America's first serial killer, H.H. Holmes. Yeah. During a press conference for the show, Murphy stated that the new season was inspired by a surveillance video from a Los Angeles-based hotel that was surfaced 2 years ago. The footage showed a girl in an elevator who was never seen again. An obvious reference to Elisa Lam and her bizarre elevator episode. So yeah, this case has inspired the season hotel of the show American Horror Story. More recently, a gaming studio came under fire after users of the game YIIK, or YLLK, a postmodern RPG, found undeniable resemblance to Lam's case in the storyline. In one scene of the game, main character Alex receives a video file showing another character, Sammy, in an elevator. The elevator door opens to reveal an alternate dimension on the other side. Sammy is then captured by a demon, kicking and screaming all the while. In a 2016 interview with Waypoint, Andrew Allinson, co-founder of ACCK Studios, which is the company behind this game, talked about how the death of Elisa Lam had influenced its development, saying that there still hasn't been a great official story about her. I remember on local news they reported it from the gross out angle because people drank water that a corpse had been floating in. That's unfortunate. But what about the poor girl who died? It's easy to say she was off her meds, but why can't people think a bit more about her as a person? Yes, at the end of the day, this Elisa Lam, despite seemingly being off her meds, around the time she had died, she is still a person at the end of the day, but the whole death that she had is still mysterious, and that's undeniable. While an answer to the mystery behind the death of Elisa Lam remains unclear, the obsession surrounding that mystery has remained in the public consciousness ever since. And next we have an article, again about the Elisa Lam case, from usatoday.com. The article is labeled Elisa Lam's Death Ruled Accidental by William M. Welch from USA Today, published on June 20th, 2013, updated on June 21st, 2013. Story highlights. Drowning in bipolar condition cited in cause of death. Mystery had drawn interest in China. Bipolar condition cited as well. Los Angeles. The mysterious death of the young woman whose body was found in a water tank on the roof of a cheap downtown hotel has been ruled accidental. The Los Angeles County Coroner's Office issued the ruling Thursday in the case of Elisa Lam. Lieutenant Fred Coral of the Coroner's Investigation Division said the cause of death was listed as accidental due to drowning with bipolar disorder listed as a significant condition, he said. Lam, 21, of Vancouver, British Columbia, was last seen at the Cecil Hotel near Skid Row in downtown Los Angeles on January 31st. And this article surprisingly said she was staying at the hotel while on a holiday trip to California. But as we read from the last article, she was going on a trip of around the West Coast by herself. Her body was found February 19th in a water tank on the roof of the building, in which authorities had searched the roof earlier during an investigation into her disappearance, but did not open the four cisterns on the roof. And the body was discovered by a hotel worker checking out what the heck was going on with their water system, because everyone was complaining that it tasted nasty. It was black and it tasted nasty. Well, that sounds wrong. Let's just say they were complaining about it tasting not so good. Then they saw the surveillance video, blah, 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 blah. More about the backstory of the hotel. After her body was found, city public health officials issued a do not drink order for the hotel's water supply until the hotel drained, flushed, and sanitized the water lines. For this next segment on the Elisa Lam case review episode that we're doing right now, the article is from dailymail.co.uk, and it is called Police Dogs Picked Up Elisa Lam's Scent at a Window Leading to a Fire Escape After Her Naked Dead Body Was Found in a Water Tank in 2013. But her mysterious death at the haunted hotel continues to baffle investigators. So we know that Elisa Lam's body was found in a water tank at the Cecil Hotel in February of 2013. It had been there for 3 weeks and was found because hotel guests complained about the water tasting and smelling bad. She was last seen alive in an elevator in the hotel behaving strangely. And from videos to further explain what I said in the last segment, that sounded a bit wrong. I think guests also complained that when they were showering, the water had like a dark coloring to it or something. I don't know. The 21-year-old Canadian student had bipolar disorder and was on medication. Police have never solved her death, but the coroner ruled it as an accidental drowning. Which again still doesn't explain how she got in the water tank in the first place. And how she was able to get up to the rooftop. In a new episode of Real Life Nightmare on HLN, a retired cop reveals that sniffer dogs picked up her scent at a window. And they're just revealing this info to us now, because the article was written in this article was written in November 2019, updated in that same month, the same day, same month. It was written, it was published November 28th, 2019, updated November 28th, 2019. New details of Elisa Lam's mysterious death at the Cecil Hotel in 2013 have emerged, including how a police dog found a trace of her scent at a window leading onto a fire escape after her naked body was found floating in a water tank on the rooftop. What baffles me is that they did not tell the public that they caught her scent at a fire escape back in 2013, and they're not revealing it to us until they didn't reveal it to us until 2019, which is nearly 6 years later. Lamb's death remains unsolved to this day. True. On February 19th, 2013, a 21-year-old Canadian student was found floating naked in a water tank on the rooftop of the Cecil Hotel in Los Angeles after guests complained that the water in their rooms was dark and smelly and tasted nasty. Police believe Lam, who was bipolar, had been staying at the hotel and had been there for 2 weeks by the time she was found. Some articles have said 3 weeks, actually. She checked into the hotel on January 26th after traveling from British Columbia to Canada, where she was studying on her way to Santa Cruz. On January 31st, Lam stopped using her phone, meaning she didn't contact her family to let them know she was safe. She was last seen in surveillance footage on February 1st, behaving strangely in the hotel elevator, appearing to hide from someone or something. Nice that they added something, opening to the possibility that it could have been supernatural, paranormal. I think there is a possibility that it could be a paranormal death. Now, with the evidence that there's an alarm like if a human had tried to go up on the rooftop, there's an alarm that would have been set off, only able to be turned off properly by hotel employees. But also with the police dog finding her scent on a fire escape, could be possible that she got up there herself using the fire escape, but if not, then it's probably paranormal. 'Cause there's no other way she could have gotten up to the roof by herself, or that someone could have taken her up there without setting off the alarm, from what I see. No other information about her final movements, including how she got onto the roof and into the water tank, have been confirmed. But in a new episode of HLN's Real Life Nightmare, a former LAPD detective revealed that a police reveals A former LAPD detective revealed that a sniffer dog picked up her scent at a window, which was led onto a fire escape in the building. So it looks like that's a possible theory that actually has some type of logical evidence behind it. In a clip shared exclusively with DailyMail.com, retired LAPD homicide detective Greg Kading says, "Most people don't know that there was an alert. The dog did go down a hallway and alert at a window, and that window leads directly out to the fire escape. Once outside, however, the dog lost the scent." There was at least an initial indication that she had gone down the hallway. I have the ruler in my hand again. Yeah. And went out this window onto the fire escape, he added. So they couldn't find her scent outside when they had found her scent on a window leading to the fire escape. Lamb's death was officially ruled accidental, but how she died and details leading up to it remain a mystery. There were no obvious traces of alcohol or illegal drugs in her system when she died. Her family said she had been taking medication to treat her bipolar disorder on January 31st. She stopped using her phone, of course. And the video on February 1st, which went viral after police shared it and sparked theories that the hotel was haunted due to its prior history, it's probably haunted. Was the last time she was seen alive. It is troubling footage which shows her entering the elevator staring at the buttons and pressing them. At first, she appears calm. Suddenly, she is filmed leering forward and looking excuse me, side to side into the hallway. Lamb then jumped back into the elevator, then out again. And then she appears to be talking to someone outside in the hallway. And after that, we don't see Lamb in the elevator anymore, but the door seems to open and close on the same floor. She entered the elevator again and frantically started pressing the buttons, then got out and was filmed waving her hands through the air bizarrely, then running off. Cheryl Arrett, a forensic psychologist, said in a new episode of Real Life Nightmare, "At one point it looked like maybe she was hiding from someone. Or something. She seemed to be hiding in a corner, trying to make herself small and be out of sight. That was one of the moments that was rather odd." The hotel is now called the Main Hotel and was at the time a well-known, if somewhat seedy, institution favored by low-income and elderly people. It is unclear who Lamb had come into contact with, if anyone, when she was staying there. So, a possible reason why they changed their name is because they do not want to be associated with this case, but they forever will be, now that this article has said yo, they changed their name. If you're looking to possibly visit this hotel, it's called the Main Hotel. Her family reported her missing at the start of February, several days before she was found. The story erupted after guests at the hotel started complaining that the water in their rooms was either dirty, had a smell, or was not working properly, or came out looking a bit and tasting a bit funky. One British couple who were interviewed said it would come out from the faucet black whenever they turned it on. A maintenance man who was sent to check on the water towers, and then he found Lamb's body. Whether or not she was the victim of foul play remains undetermined. Experts have called into question how likely it is that she will have been able to not only get up to the roof, but undress herself and lift the lid on the water tank before climbing inside. There is, however, no proof that anyone besides her was on the roof when she died, and exactly how long she had been in the water beforehand is also unclear. In the new episode of Real Life Nightmare, where we are talking about a young lady who is not by any standards large, we're talking about 120 pounds that can climb that ladder, single-handedly push that lid off, which weighs only about 20 or so pounds. That's pretty heavy, if I do say so, but which takes some effort. You have to think maybe something else was involved. Another person, said one commentator. The fact that she would have had to have taken all of these steps really makes you wonder, was there foul play? Another asked. Journalists who were among the first to the scene were also interviewed. Kyung La, a CNN reporter, recalled, "The first people I saw were a British couple. They had been at the hotel 8 days, and they then told a revolting story. I don't know how else to put it," the woman in the couple said. "There was something wrong. The water, when you turn it, it was black for 2 seconds, then it was going back to normal. Tourists had been using it as drinking water, were bathing in it, and were brushing their teeth with it." Oh golly, little did they know they were brushing their teeth with a corpse. The hotel became the inspiration for a series of American Horror Story, which, again, I say, does seemingly have to have, from what I remember of seeing the season, some aspects of the hotel made and owned by H.H. Holmes. Lamb's mysterious death will be revisited in Deadly Hotel Check-In, an episode of Real Life Nightmare, which premiered Saturday, November 30th, 2019, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. ET. And that's all for that episode. Okay, so that's all we have for this episode. This was the Alisa Lamb episode where I read three different website articles about the case. The first being about the full story of Elisa Lam, the second one being saying that the coroners ruled it accidental, which foreseeably, how else could you, under logical terms, how else could you rule it? But like, even that they ruled it accidental, it's too strange to be considered to the public as accidental, and to paranormal enthusiasts like myself, I truly believe that there was some other force, not a human, but some supernatural aspect that had to do with this. And again, I also think there's a possibility that she completely did it herself. There is the logical possibility that she went up there herself, but there's also evidence that says she couldn't have done it herself. You see what I'm saying? And the third article and final article revealed the new details presented almost 6 years after the case happened, which is kind of strange that they didn't reveal how they found her scent at the window, but of course they probably didn't find it useful because they couldn't find her scent outside of that same window, that fire escape, because I don't know why. But yeah, what do you guys think? Could there be some supernatural aspect that killed Elisa Lam? Was it someone else? Was it an accidental death, like the coroners say? Or did she do it herself? We'll find out whenever the news is updated. We'll find out if there's any new information. No matter how many years it may take, probably. But until then, I hope you guys have a great day, a great life, a great whatever. Stay safe out there, and I'll see you next time. Bye!